This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As I'm putting this together for you right now, as of this moment, the jury is still out on the Rittenhouse trial. And I would like to be confident that the justice system will provide what it promises and that the unjustly accused will leave the courthouse wearing a smile instead of handcuffs. Kyle Rittenhouse, who went into the void created by the cowardly leftist officials who refused to protect decent citizens from the militarized wing of the Democrat Party, might well be convicted. He got dragged through a legal nightmare, and that's all. And if that's all that happens to him, then that's the best case scenario. Lawyers understand that evidence and law are not what determine jury verdicts. They're merely factors in a much bigger picture. So instead of facing life in prison, he ought to get a medal for taking out several degenerates, including a promising potential Lincoln Project intern. But if you're looking for justice, you won't necessarily find it in a courthouse. The motive behind the atrocious shredding of our social contract represented by these charges and the lying prosecutors is clear. The idea is to neutralize citizen pushback against leftist stormtroopers, to make us afraid to do what we have an inalienable right to do and defend ourselves. Those of you that carry guns on a daily basis, you've taken as many steps as you can take until the actual event happens. Hopefully the event never happens. But they on the left, while they get out there and they talk about duck hunting and, you know, you don't need this many rounds to take down a deer. Okay, I get it. That's their subterfuge. But they know what the Second Amendment is for. Right now, no matter how clearly justified you are, no matter what the rap sheet of the scumbag you defended yourself against, including burglary, domestic violence, and or the anal rape of little boys, you must weigh the potential of losing your livelihood and freedom against defending yourself and others. At best, you might face years of legal nightmares, criminal and civil, and some media crucifixion. And that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. And the purpose is to stop you from exercising your right to self-defense. But there's no reason that anyone in one of the free red states should ever have to worry that saving your own or other lives will ruin yours. The criminals and the rioters started this. We have a right to finish it, and then to go on with our lives thereafter in peace. Where Republicans are in power, they must now act decisively to lift the fear from citizens and put it back on the criminals, where it belongs. If the GOP can't do this, if they can't or won't secure our ability to not be murdered, what the hell use are they? The folks we elect need to act, and there are many reforms begging to be enacted. The first thing they must do is clearly articulate the principle that self-defense is a right and a responsibility, and that it is not some sort of outlier exception to the rule, but instead a part of the basic foundation of our society. This should be achieved by a statute that unequivocally requires that the law be interpreted to make it hard for leftist prosecutors to undermine claims of self-defense. Such laws that weigh the scale in favor of outcomes in accord with public policy are common. A model statute might read, "It is the policy of the great state," insert, you know, the name of some non-blue state hellhole there, "that the right of the citizen to defend themselves from criminals, rioters, and other threats must be protected so that citizens may exercise their right without fear, and all criminal and civil laws must be liberally construed to vindicate that right." Liberally construed is a legal term of art that does not mean that it should be interpreted like some pinko wants, but rather that any applicable law should be construed to facilitate the stated goal. Liberal is actually a derivative of the word liberty. So whenever you get out there and you think, oh, this means the pinko is the left. No, it doesn't. That's a stolen term. And, you know, when we're talking about the stated goal, the goal here is that of ensuring the citizens can cap any criminals threatening them and walk away scot-free. You also need to understand that leftist lawfare considers the process as part of the punishment, and legislators must therefore provide for an expedited pre-trial process to eliminate criminal cases where the state cannot disprove self-defense. And this is an important point. Self-defense is often merely a defense to a charge. And the force was not used in self-defense is not an element of the crime, meaning that in many cases the state need not disprove self-defense by beyond a reasonable doubt. The accused has to prove a defense. And in the case of, you know, what is actually right in the world, the hell with that noise. Make the state disprove a self-defense claim at a special proceeding long before trial. Then make the state disprove it again to a jury at trial. And that means two bites at the apple of freedom. The howling leftists correctly assess that we are firmly favoring self-defenders. That's part of the problem with everybody's having right now with Judge Schroeder in Kenosha, because he's favoring the self-defender. These self-defense immunity pretrial hearings exist in some places and are often mislabeled stand your ground trials, which they are not. They are hearings. The burden of proof must be properly set. As an example, in the free state of Florida, for example, the state has the burden to disprove self-defense at an immunity hearing by clear and convincing evidence, not merely by the lesser standard of a preponderance on the defense. And I'd make the burden beyond a reasonable doubt. Next, during the court process, we need to make sure some of the basic premises about self-defense are clarified. A claim arising under the right to self-defense shall not be impeached, limited, or challenged by the fact that the person claiming to exercise the right was lawfully present at the site of a riot or turmoil, that he traveled any distance to the location where he was lawfully present, or that he was armed, or the type of weapon he used. So a big scary AR-15 does not negate your right, and nor does the fact that you didn't scamper and hide like a sissy. Also, a person using force to defend himself against rioters must be presumed to use it lawfully. And we need to clarify that force may be used to defend property. That's okay in Texas, for example. So let's go further and allow the defense of pets. You know, and I, without even knowing whether that's a thing or not, that would be a thing with me. Let's call it the John Wick law. Heard a dog die like one. Further, the jury shall be instructed that unarmed individuals can pose a grave threat to armed individuals, and that a person attempting to take the weapon of self-defender by force, a threat of force, shall be presumed to intend to use that weapon upon the self-defender. So try to take my piece. You better make your peace. And let's give them the full story and require that the entire criminal history of the target be revealed to the jury, and that the jury be instructed that this history can be considered on the question of whether the self-defender was threatened. No, the self-defender might not know the history of the target when he fires, but who cares? Justice demands the jury know who got shot, since it has bearing on why he got himself into the position where he needed to be shot. We need to normalize self-defense, and we need to allocate the fear of violence to where it belongs. The criminals. And we need for our legislatures to get on this right now. Today. At this moment. In the meantime, I hope and pray that by the time you are listening to this, we have a verdict and young Rittenhouse is acquitted of all charges, because self-defense is a right. Be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
slow.
We're moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, this is important in that this whole COVID thing has been a politicized behavioral experiment in my mind's eye. And back when the experts didn't know if the new vaccines would even be effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19 infections, the government, the media, the corporations, public health intelligentsia pushed this stuff on Americans while proclaiming they were 90% effective. And Fauci openly presumed that we'd really need to be at 75 to 85% of the population to get vaccinated to achieve herd immunity. You can find all of that in a single article that's out there from December of 2020. So, at this moment, we've hit Fauci's once supposed sweet spot for vaccination rates, among adults at least, thanks to a propaganda campaign that neglected to publicize any potential risk while promoting benefits that have proven to be impossible to attain. There was never any proven evidence that the vaccines were effective in staving off the infection. Yet we know now what was unknown then, even as they pushed the 4 in 5 Americans to become vaccinated, and that is that the vaccines are not at all effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 infections. So get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine, and you can still get symptomatic infections while presenting the risk of infection to others. How likely are you to go to the hospital and or die from infection is still greatly dependent upon your age and your overall health. If you're older or you are unhealthy, you're more likely to die from a COVID vaccine, COVID infection, even if you are vaccinated. If you're younger and healthy, you are extremely unlikely to experience hospitalization or death, vaccinated or not. These are all undeniable facts. And so just like that, we've come full circle to where we began when Dr. David Katz told us all in the New York Times in March 2020, before it had become clear that the media was conspiring to hide any opinions or evidence contrary to public health status quo, that the very best we can do is protect the elderly and those predisposed to harm from infection while the rest of us went about our lives by gaining herd immunity in a natural way. Which means we all catch it, just like we've caught everything else. We let the young and the healthy people who are not harmed by COVID live their lives and acquire the immunity. It worked in Sweden. Current observations suggest that it's worked in Florida. And nonetheless, the government, the media, the corporations, and the public health officials aren't interested in honestly telling you the risk or benefit or letting you make an informed decision. They're more interested in promoting the cudgel of federal government power to demand that the 1 in 5 who have yet to get the vaccine become vaccinated in order to end the pandemic. So, let's look at two simple little tidbits, if we can. First, the vast majority of those who are yet to be vaccinated are young and healthy people, and who very often would have been at little risk of harm from COVID in the first place. Second, since 4 in 5 American adults are fully vaccinated, the believability of the story about outbreaks of COVID stemming only from the 1 in 5 who are unvaccinated is waning fast. And even for the gullible of the Fauci flock, they're having a little trouble believing that now. And there's a distinct danger in the government's allowing the continued existence of that disobedient 1 in 5 who bucked the state-approved guidance. They stand as evidence, you see, of the government health intelligentsia's fallibility. So imagine, if you will, a hypothetical scenario in the not-so-distant future. It's January 2022. Hospitals are overwhelmed despite substantial adult rates of vaccination of 80% or so. And strangely, hospitalizations are notably among the vaccinated, not the young and healthy unvaccinated, who chose, based on their logical appraisal of personal risk, to not get a new vaccine, which was rushed to the market, and which the government seemed all too eager to force into their bodies. In fact, if you want to, imagine that we could easily determine that a large number of the unvaccinated are not hospitalized at all, and most of the hospitalized are, in fact, older and unhealthier vaccinated people who were more predisposed to harm from COVID anyway. What would all that mean? What would it mean that vaccination made people safe as they were promised by the government, the media, the corporations, the public health intelligentsia? Well, at the very least, it would mean that. And right now, we should not be stupid enough to imagine that what is taking place is anything less than damage control by our political tormentors who are desperate to hide the evidence of their lies to the American people. If the Biden administration can get nearer to 95% of Americans to be vaccinated at any cost, even at the cost of an executive edict that contradicts every foundational principle that the Constitution exists to protect, it's worth it to them. So now the unvaccinated are the target of the government because they represent an uncontrolled minority that can be blamed for the ills of society. But most importantly, there is now a desperate push to vaccinate the last one-fifth of American adults. The unvaccinated have become an inconvenient control group to set against the variable of the vaccinated population, especially since any honest appraisal of this social experiment we've undertaken this past year would clearly undermine the government's hypothesis that was once presented about the vaccine's efficacy. What's at stake here? And let me give you an example. Parents have to raise their children in a way to where their children trust what their parent is saying. And I hope that in most cases, parents have no nefarious or, you know, malfeasant or even just negligent stuff going on when they raise their children. I hope it's all about nurturing and all that other stuff. In the event that they fail to maintain that trust and the child begins to doubt that parent or resent that parent or whatever, that's when you start to have trouble. That's when things begin to, especially in a developmental phase of any child. Now, the government is not a parent by any stretch of the imagination, but they see themselves in a role in the same sort of manner. They want to give you your cues on how to think, on what to believe, on what to know, on what to do, and that they want you to do what they say when they say it, without question. The unvaccinated are bucking that trend, and we're not seeing a lot of the penalties and the bad things happening to the unvaccinated that we were told we'd see. And that's their problem. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha shootings that became a flashpoint in the debate over guns, vigilantism, and racial injustice. Defense attorney Mark Richards.
A huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today.
The president has gotten a clean bill of health, a 6-page summary of the president's medical condition on the eve of his 79th birthday shows that the oldest man ever elected president is healthy. Mr. Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, said he wanted to find out the cause of the president's increased throat clearing and coughing. He concluded it was probably acid reflux. He also said the president received a thorough neurological exam, which he said was reassuring. This is USA Radio News. Forecasters are continuing to track the potential for a storm to impact Americans hitting the roads and skiers to beat the Thanksgiving travel rush next Wednesday. The biggest impact from the gathering storm will be strong winds, but heavy snow and drenching rains are also in the forecast. Meteorologists say a winter storm is expected over the Midwest this weekend. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour are anticipated along some of the southern and eastern shores of the Great Lakes. President Biden gave out his first Thanksgiving pardons to two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly. He excused the birds and put his signature on the long-running White House tradition that dates back to Ronald Reagan's presidency. Peanut Butter and Jelly are two 40-pound turkeys who were raised in Jasper, Indiana. They were provided by the National Turkey Federation. At first, Biden planned to pardon only Peanut Butter, but he said he'd grant the same courtesy to Jelly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm trying to update this every time I can. and still no verdict. Anyway, in medieval days, there were secular dramas. Roving bands of semi-professional actors performing morality plays. They were often short and sometimes even farcical. They were designed to encourage moral choices or illustrate biblical stories. The audience was a mostly illiterate populace who paid for the entertainment with small change. Today, we have criminal trials as national entertainment. They usually take days and too often devolve into farce, as did the Kenosha trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. Fumbled by the prosecutors, looking like Laurel and Hardy, trying the 17-year-old hero for shooting two felons to death and wounding a third man during a days-long riot, arson, and looting. The rioting predictably followed the mayor's ordering a stand-down of police and rescue teams, and the governor's failure to order in the state National Guard. It's impossible to choose the worst of the bumbling questions he was asked, Kyle, or that Kyle was asked, but perhaps my favorite was respecting the shooting in the arm of Gage Grosskreutz, who held a gun to his head. All he had was a handgun. Why did you think that was a threat? I'm going to presume that the prosecutor, John Trigger Finger Binger, never had a gun held to his head. If somebody points a gun in my general direction, and it's not an accident, things are going to get kinetic in a hurry. So, I do think that Rittenhouse had made it, he made a strong self-defense case. The governor may think so too, because he's deployed the National Guard onto Kenosha in anticipation of a verdict. Do you suppose that Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers believes that those who think Rittenhouse should be acquitted will riot if he is not? Probably not. Given the history of the riots, as a small group of the BLM/Antifa/Communist thugs who, in the absence of order, ripped the city apart to protest the district attorney's refusal to charge with murder a cop who shot a knife-wielding Jacob Blake, which in turn, of course, followed the nationwide riots that followed the death in custody of George Floyd. The old-time morality plays rather spoke for themselves. Now we have a Greek chorus media, which beforehand, during, and even after the trial, distorted facts in a way so obvious to those who pay attention enough to watch the video stream trials, that it's sort of fair to conclude that they relish lawlessness and chaos and even race wars. I mean, think of that. Jurors have been spied upon, and in this case as well, Judge Bruce Schroeder is receiving threats to his safety and that of his children if the defendant is acquitted. He's being accused of racism, which I suppose means having a different, fairer view of the issues because the defendant and all three of the men he shot are white. That one little tidbit is... I mean, I'm just shaking my head at this one. I really am. Perhaps these people believe some media accounts which led them to think the men he shot were black. Who knows what kind of stuff is banging around in these mostly empty heads. Online, you can see tweets from people who, having believed the media fairy tale that the victims, with substantial criminal records, were randomly attacked by an armed 17-year-old who's actually a lifeguard with family and friends in Kenosha, who scrubbed graffiti off walls, put out fires, and rendered aid to the wounded, when the elected officials shirked their sworn duty to uphold the law. Well, they're angry they've been so misled, I guess. Why is it taking so long for the lights to go on in these attics? Those kind of people are so routinely misled. Do they believe the Washington Post articles on Russian collusion with Donald Trump? Well, this week, the Post has admitted errors and amended them, very tardily acknowledging their sloppy work, for which the authors Rosalind Hilderman and Tom Hamburger received Pulitzer Prizes. MSNBC, CNN, and The Atlantic have not done so, and their lies still stand unedited. Pulitzer Prizes seem to be handed out to those whose best penned leftist narratives, from Walter Duranty, the New York Times man on Russia, on. Did they believe the media reports that January 6th was an insurrection? Did they not bother to note that, contrary to the media, not a single defendant was charged with that, and that the FBI concluded that there was no evidence of that? Did they believe the Duke lacrosse team engaged in gang rape? Team recovered damages for that slander, and prosecutor Mike Nifong was disbarred and jailed. Did they believe the Covington kids harassed an innocent Indian advocate? That kid recovered monetary settlements for that slander. He's never going to have to work again. If he probably never has worked before. These incessant media lies are what sticks in too many heads. Now, the eventual outcome, which is always the unmasking of the factual distortion. And it's no wonder the public faith in the news industry is at an all-time low. This is very much a self-inflicted wound, too. Glenn Greenwald is absolutely right when he tweets, "There's an avalanche of punditry, think pieces and cable segments about the Rittenhouse case, and only a tiny portion of it relates to the evidence in court about what happened. It's all just processed through their dreary, prescripted narratives about race and ideology." He's also right when he says, "Democrats are profoundly committed to criminal justice reform for everyone but their enemies." And for Democrats, you can add what Glenn Reynolds calls Democratic operatives with bylines. Press narratives are designed to divide us by demonizing Republicans and white men, predominantly. In a longer but no less worthwhile analysis, John Hinderreker excoriates the deceptive, manipulative coverage of the press in the Rittenhouse trial. He wrote, the first is just a yawning chasm between the press narrative about what happened that night in Wisconsin, that unconventional propping thinking wisdom was, and what actually seems to be to have happened. Smart said insisted that Kyle Rittenhouse was a MAGA-loving vigilante who went to Kenosha to kill BLM supporters. Remember that the president of the United States seemed to imply Rittenhouse was a white supremacist in a campaign video. The divide between the coverage and the reality, Rittenhouse appears to have a solid self-defense case, is stark. The second thing I keep thinking about is that the events of that night show the abolished police vision in action. When the defund advocates talk about what replaces policing, they talk about community-led safety. They talk about neighbors and friends stopping crimes from relying on themselves. But what does abolishing the police look like in practice? What happens when the police really do stand down and let fires burn as they did last summer? It looks like Kyle Rittenhouse. It looks like a teenager seeing chaos and getting pretty convinced that stopping it falls on his shoulders. It looks like heavily armed, untrained local dads defending shops and homes because no one else will. AOC told us that police-free life would look like a suburb. And the implication is that street violence is somehow imposed by cops. So take away the police and like magic, no more problems. Kenosha suggests that is very much not the case. It is not the case. There is no magic pill for this. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, this caught my eye simply because I discovered the whole Cloward and Piven idea thing about 12 years ago. Late to that party, of course. And, you know, when you're looking at that, when you're considering all that, the first thing you don't want to do is you don't want to get out there and jump to a conclusion that somebody within the government would ever try their best to bring everything crashing down, right? You don't want that to happen. But then, the more and more you look at things, you begin to understand that some people aspire to power no matter what the cost. And energy or lack of energy is a strategic threat to the nation's security. And we've got a president that's going to ride that pony all the way to the end. But there's something else going on out there that you may not have heard. Allow me to be illustrative, if I may. Now, it's no secret to you that you're paying record high prices right now at the gas pump. All these rapidly ascending prices affect the cost of all the goods and services because they become part of the cost of getting them there. Farmers and manufacturers and delivery companies and repair people, you name it, it all comes down to what it takes to get to you to provide that service, that good, whatever it is. They're paying more to do their jobs, and they're paying because they're passing the cost to you. So, I got to ask this question, and you should be asking this too. Why now, of all times, is the Biden administration selling off the American Strategic Petroleum Reserve to Asia? Now, as the name suggests, the SPR is America's Emergency Backup Supply of Oil. The reason we have it is because of the energy crisis in the early 1970s. I remember that well. I was a kid. I wasn't driving, so I would be sitting in the back of the car. It was a lot of fun back then, yeah, just sitting in the back of the car being on the gas line. According to Wikipedia, which is probably accurate about this, the United States started the Petroleum Reserve in 1975 after oil supplies were interrupted during the 1973-74 oil embargo to mitigate future supply disruptions. So, fast forward 50 years to now. Upon entering the Oval Office, one of the first things Biden did was shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. And oil is still coming in the same direction, from the same direction. But rather than flowing safely through a pipeline, Canadian oil comes the expensive way, over land. Whether it's in trucks, which are in short supply now, or on trains. And at the same time, he halted new oil, gas, and coal leases on federal land, something that's being fought in the courts. And as long as that suit continues, no sane business would start to drill. He's also on the verge of ending all new oil and gas leases around major Native American cultural sites, which will shut down massive amounts of exploration and drilling in New Mexico. And following initial denials, the administration admitted that it plans to close a major Michigan pipeline. So, no wonder you see gas pumps across America blooming with Biden stickers that say, I did that. Pelosi, I helped. Of course, Kamala Harris, I just suck. Practically overnight, America went from oil independence and being a net oil importer, or excuse me, exporter, to suffering shortages and, as you know, and the price going up. And when asked about the problem, Biden blamed OPEC and Russia. And then there's Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, who simply cackled like a maniac and claimed the administration was helpless. So Biden, and this reminds me of the story of Mildred Pierce. He's now under pressure to tap the SPR to relieve some of the pressure on fuel prices. Now remember that Biden birthed this problem by squashing American fuel production, which created the shortage. There's also the little matter of his administration working with Congress to print money like rolls of toilet paper, except that toilet paper is more useful than inflationary dollars. Even Chuckie Schumer, who realizes his reign as majority leader is about to come to an end, wants lower prices by chipping away at the SPR emergency supply. Despite the fact that we have the answer just underground, all across this country. And the reason for that is that the SPR is no longer as big as everybody thought it was. because Biden has been tapping into it. He's just not doing it to help you. A report in investment circles is finally trickling down into the mainstream news. He's selling it all to Asia. In October, they shipped 1.6 million barrels of crude from the SPR to Asia. Three supertankers. And given the ongoing pace of the current SPR release, 12 million barrels in the last 2 months, and the biggest weekly release so far last week at 3.1 million barrels, it's fair to assume more SPR barrels are going to leave U.S. shores in the weeks ahead, said Matt Smith, an oil analyst at Kepler. I don't remember seeing that press conference. Do you remember seeing a press conference where Joe Biden gets up there and after he talks about, you know, how, the various mouth vomit that he spews out there and everything, he finally gets around to maybe talking about one or two actual fact points on it. I just don't remember that. They've not explained why. While the pump's price continues to rise, we're shipping the strategic petroleum reserve to Asia. Now, I have often said that when you see a Democratic gun grabber telling you about how there's no way, you know, we can't control ourselves and all this other stuff, this is just projection, right? This is projection. And all this time, for the last 4 years during Trump's administration, he was a communist. He was in with the Russians. I'm surprised he wasn't in with the Chinese. Obviously, the ones that were in with the Chinese, first it was the Clintons and now it's Biden. During a virtual meeting between Biden and Xi Jinping, they allegedly discussed releasing oil from both countries' petroleum reserves. But they didn't make any mention of the sales to Asia that already took place. So daily, it's becoming clear that the clown in the White House, you know, he's definitely a clown, but he's not a cute, loving clown like Bozo, who I actually kind of found sort of creepy, to be honest with you. We're being led by the political equivalent of the Joker from DC Comics. Biden appears to me now, and when you take the sum total of everything that this government's trying to do, they're releasing millions of undocumented, illegal, alien, migrant people here in the United States that aren't being tested for COVID or anything else. While at the same time, they probably want to shoot you if you don't get the vaccine yourself. They don't want to allow self-defense. They don't want you to have guns. They don't want so many things, and at the same time, it's almost like they just can't stand the thought of an America that, forget about thriving and flourishing, just exists. Because this is a clear, clear indication that Biden intends to take everything down. He's in the midst of doing it. He's in the midst of doing it. This is why he's like the Joker. It's like Alfred said, some people just want to see the world burn. Keep your eyes open and stay aware. Back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.